Good morning. This is Shad Marston, Ag Agent, K-State Research and Extension, McPherson County. Today we'll cover some gardening news along with updating all our educational programs from the Extension calendar for the new year. But first, for today's Did You Know? Just like physical health, it's important to also review your finances yearly. Most people know that to maintain a good physical health, it's a good idea to visit the doctor once a year. When it comes to your money, the same advice holds true. For most folks, life is busy and thinking about finances takes a back seat, says Martin Shea, department head and associate professor at K-State University. But taking the time at least once a year to think about your finances and life goals and how your actions are helping to make those come true is very important. K-State Research and Extension has an 8-page publication that walks the reader through the finance fitness quiz, thus helping them better understand such areas as financial goals, budgeting, taxes, credit cards, insurance, Social Security, retirement, investments, and estate planning. It is so very important for people to know where they are regarding their financial health so they can make a plan for where they want to be. Doing nothing is like putting your head in the sand and never knowing if you are making progress towards your goals or if you are ever going to be able to retire. Establishing a baseline understanding of your financial health will help you identify areas of improvement and where action needs to occur. If you know what your debt-to-income ratio is, your net worth, your insurance deductible, and many other financial ratios, a financial checkup once a year is usually enough. Two questions to ask yourself. Are you and your family protected in case of an unseen emergency? And secondly, are you setting aside money, whatever that might be, on a regular basis? These are the things you want to make sure you're thinking about. Without knowing where you are financially, it's hard to know where you're going, whether it's good or bad. It is always important to have a good picture of what's going on in your financial life. Remember, a financial checkup is good for people of all ages. The younger you start, the better. The most valuable lesson we can learn in life is time value of money. Saving $25 a month for retirement as a 21-year-old is much better than waiting till you're age 50 to invest $2,500 a month. Make plans now to seek out help to build your own financial security. In our Extension calendar, last night we held our series of landowners with small acreage in agriculture. It covered raising sheep and goats with Dr. Allison Crane, K-State Research and Extension Specialist for Sheep and Goats. Please visit our McPherson County website or social media posts for more information on our next program in 2 weeks. Or the recording of last night's program, or any of the past presentations. If you have any questions about them, you can call me at the office. In my gardening news, I have 2 items. First of all, for our green thumb and community gardeners out there, January starts our Master Garden educational programs for the spring. Our first program is next week, January 28, starting at 7 p.m. We will have Ariel Whiteley Knoll covering houseplants. This will be a Zoom meeting, and we'll have a question and answering session following her presentation. Secondly, don't be fooled by the spat of warm weather around many parts of Kansas recently. It really is winter here in the Sunflower State. Many bird watchers may be thinking birds have survived the most bitter part of the season, but I urge all of you backyard enthusiasts to keep helping your feathered friends get through the next several weeks. Severe winter weather is not only hard on people, but can be a life and death struggle for birds. Though birds require water and shelter, food is often the resource most lacking during the cold weather. There are many bird food mixes now available depending on what species you're most interested in attracting to your backyard. However, there is one seed that has more universal appeal than any other, and that is the black-oiled sunflower seeds. White Perso millet is also preferred by many birds, especially the dark-eyed ginkgos, sparrows, and red-winged blackbirds. By species, here are the grains that many Kansas birds prefer. Cardinals and most finches, all types of sunflower seeds. Downy woodpeckers and red-bellied woodpeckers, all types of soot and cracked corn. Dark-eyed juncals, white and red Perso millet, canary seed, and fine cracked corn. Blue jays, peanut kernels, and all types of sunflower seeds. chickadees and the tough titmouse, peanut kernels and black striped sunflower seeds, the nuthatcher, black oil and black striped sunflower seeds, the brown thatcher, hulled and black striped sunflower seeds, and our mourning doves like the black oil sunflower seeds along with white and red perso plus the golden millet. As you become more interested in bird feeding, you may want to use more than one feeder to attract specific species of birds. Some birds are ground feeders and others climb along the trees. Consider having a heated bird bath for the extended cold periods that can make water available. Again, this is Shad Marston with K-State Research and Extension, and I can be reached at the Extension office at 620-241-1523 with any of your ag questions. I would like to wish you a good and safe Friday.